Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Tomorrow night in downtown Milwaukee, performers will take the stage for the 20th edition of an event that for many means freedom of identity and expression. The UWM drag show has grown to the point it now happens in the 4,000-seat Miller High Life Theater, and its impact extends beyond just the university community.
It's organized by the UWM LGBTQ Plus Resource Center, which is headed by Jen Murray. Murray and co-host and performer Lady J joined Lake Effect's Zoe Munson in the studio recently, and Murray explained why she thinks UWM makes such a strong host for the event.
I would say that UWM has had a longstanding commitment to LGBTQ plus communities, and this is what I would say is a staple LGBTQ plus cultural celebration. So we have taken an element of LGBTQ plus culture and put it on the stage and grown it exponentially over the course of time. It started out as a small show that was run by a student organization before the UW-Milwaukee LGBT Resource Center was even established. And it has grown into a community-wide be there or miss out on having the time of your life event down at the Miller High Life Theater.
And as the host, I love that it's student-focused, and as one of the co-hosts for the show, I'm very proud to be a grad candidate and hosting the show and following the tradition of other hosts and giving that ooh-ah-ah to the show. And in this 20th year, this is my fourth or fifth time hosting the show, so I'm very honored every year that, you know, this one over here is tends to tell me I can never go out of retirement to do this show. But it's a celebration of vitality and just great energy. And I love watching the show from backstage because I like to see the energy, the performers. See what people don't get backstage is to see, like, all the performers, the nerves, the energy. And then when they get off stage, the burst of energy that they let loose. But then when they get backstage, that release, like, that that they have afterwards, and that sense of relief that they just gave their all to everyone in Milwaukee. So that's what I get to see.
And I love to say that one of our performers who has been a co-hostess with Lady J, Vivian Storm, will be back in the house this year. And Vivian actually considers this to be better than being in New York City and, you know, in Central Park, and says that, like, this is the, like, Central Park, you know, production of the year. So Vivian always blows in from the West Coast this time to make sure to be present and connected to sharing of the storm energy. My hope is that Vivian actually brings the sunshine from the West Coast this year as opposed to, you know, the winter storms we've been having. So, you know, sunshine to radiate a little bit of the snow and ice away, just to give us a lot of warmth in our heart for this show.
Kind of going into that, obviously this has been going around for 20 years, but you have been the director of the LGBT Resource Center for 12 years. How have you seen it evolve?
The show really started out in our union ballroom. So the student union hosted the show, and that seats probably, if we're not breaking fire codes, at a capacity of, you know, somewhere in the 700 or so range. And I think that we were always pushing at the limits in that respect. And so it just grew to us having it 1 year at the Wisconsin Room Lounge. And again, I think it's because of the energy, and Lady J touched upon it, but we have such amazing talent within the city of Milwaukee and people who just really have a passion for performing and connecting to LGBTQ plus communities and just raising visibility and awareness and consciousness. And, you know, I'm excited. Milwaukee Pride Fest is another collaborator and community partner with us, and they have been someone who has seen the LGBT Resource Center's capability and nominated us as the plus one for this year. And so I think that, like, having these, like, large-scale entertainment, engaging, fun, social connection and community-building opportunities here in our city are such treasures. And so it has just grown over time.
I want to get this right. Is the UWM drag show one of the largest in the Midwest, or is it even growing more than that?
I believe it's the biggest in the Midwest because you have to look at the audience in which you entertain. This year is housed in the Miller Theater. Mm-hmm. And so you look at the audience in which you're entertaining, and you have to look at, you know, not only do we get to have our students come back to watch the show, we have alums and you have friends of friends who come. Every year we always ask, you know, where are you coming from? You have UWM students, students from other universities coming to the show, and you have family and friends. And I love to walk out into the audience and you talk to family members who are supporting their family members, the allies of the LGBTQ plus community. So, yes, we are the largest in the Midwest, and we will continue to entertain and celebrate the drag show culture here in Milwaukee.
And that leads me to a question directed at you, Lady J. What about drag made you want to join the community in general, but especially the UWM drag community?
So I'm not a Wisconsinite. I started my drag career in Miami, Florida in my younger years. So I'm a non-traditional student. And when I came to UWM, I had no community. And my first community was the UWM LGBT Resource Center. And that's where I found all my friends. I found my clique, my tribe. And Jen has been like a mother to everyone within that center, which is why I can never say no to anything that she says. But she has never steered me wrong. And when I got to do the show the first time, I did a duet with Vivian Storm, who I love dearly. And when I was able to do the show and celebrate that culture, I thought, okay, here's that one time I'm going to do it, because I told myself, I'm never going to do drag here in Wisconsin. That's not what I came here to do. My focus was to get my academics to focus on what I wanted to do. And I love the career and the profession that I'm in right now. But after doing that first show and seeing how I reached out to the audience and that first fan that came up to me and said, you know, wow, you know, it's great to see someone like you. And it's honestly the people that I reach and touch out to, young and old. And, you know, Jen has like my youngest fan who I can't wait to celebrate this year. But it's the people that I touch and the people that you reach out to within drag. And I'm really introverted in my day-to-day life. So drag gives me that experience to be that extra extroverted character. And Lady J is harmonious and she's peaceful. She's sassy and she's Southern, but she's always a lady.
So you said that you came to UWM for the academics and found Jen especially and was introduced to the drag show. Obviously, you've done drag in other places. Is there something that stands out about either Milwaukee or specifically the UWM community?
The UWM community. Coming to Milwaukee, once again, I had no community. Been an alum because I already have my bachelor's from UWM. I found my community here, being a Panther. People always tell you, you have to give back. And I found my way of giving back. You know, you don't have to give back financially, but I give back in talent, and boy, do I have talent. And so what way to give back than giving of my talent and giving back into a community and celebrating one of my identities, which is my LGBT plus identity. This is my way of celebrating and giving back to the UWM community through my drag.
And you touched on, obviously, you're a drag performer, but you're also a member of the LGBT plus community.
Yes.
And the two are intrinsically connected for sure. So what impact do you think this event has on either UWM's LGBT plus community or the LGBT plus community more broadly?
That is a good question. I think this show has an impact, and not just LGBT plus community, it has an impact on Milwaukee, because it gives them a way to have a look into not just the LGBT community, but it humanizes us. It shows them that we're people. We have lives. We're great entertainers. It gives them a way to celebrate us in one of our greatest accomplishments, you know, celebrating our talented youth. It gives them a way to ask questions. And I think that is the most important thing. It gives them a way to ask questions. I love the fact that we actually, within our show 2 years ago, we actually incorporated inclusive restrooms. And that was a way for people to be introduced to that without it being shoved into their faces. It gave family members an opportunity to talk about the difference between drag and being gay, you know, because most people tend to think that, oh, because you're a drag queen, you want to be a woman. No, I don't. I still want to be a guy. I still live my life as a cisgendered male, but I just like to dress up and entertain, and at the end of the day, take off my breastplate and go to work. So the show gives an opportunity for people to have conversation.
And I could just elaborate to say that I think that this show also shows showcases the breadth and the depth of what LGBTQ plus communities are about. And I indicated earlier that I think that this is a celebration. It's also an opportunity for people to build community and foster a sense of belonging and have a sense of knowing who they are through and through. And that is something that I really value about both the social components of the drag show, but also the deeper historical elements that are within drag. Like, this 20th anniversary show is bringing back talent that we've had over the course of the 20 years. So I am, like, my heart is so full and warm to know that not only Lady J will be seen, but we are bringing back one of our MCs who MC'd only on the stage at UW-Milwaukee while it was in the Union Ballroom and in the Wisconsin Room. And Isis is just a fierce force to be reckoned with, who is beautiful and, like, just has a sense of deep passion and commitment and works fiercely, tirelessly in LGBTQ plus community movement work. And so I'm so honored and thrilled that Isis will be back on stage with Lady J.
I was so excited when I was like, I even asked. I was like, oh my God, can we please just ask, you know. And then when it was affirmed, I was like, yes. Now I'm nervous. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And what, you know. It links the past and the present of this drag show. And what a great way to celebrate the 20th anniversary. So I just can't wait.
That is so exciting. Speaking of bringing back talent, or just talent that we've seen for years that we still appreciate, of course, what else can we expect from this show?
That's a great question.
I know the lineup. I know you're going to see talented drag kings, gorgeous drag queens, fierce costuming, fierce choreography, big hair.
You're going to hear beats and sounds like you've never heard before. We have an amazing DJ who's part of a No Stress Collective that's going to be with us. We also have phenomenal live musical performances that are going to be done by Lex Allen. And also just everybody, I think, will be giving of their voice, time, talents, and leaving it all on stage, like Lady J said earlier. I think that this is a tremendously, extraordinarily talented group, and they are people who've been with us for all 20 years, Lady Gia being one of them. We also have Montel Infinity Ross, who's been an MC previously and is in the adult-friendly portion of the show. And we also have, you know, the family-friendly, completely connected portion that UWM faculty and staff are pouring their hearts out at the beginning to, like, just bring it all together. So I think that we have so many people who are invested, committed, and have been rehearsing, you know, preparing and bringing their full self to the stage.
What is one of your favorite UWM drag show memories? And this is a question for both of you.
There are so many. But last year I received a crown as the mother of the LGBTQ plus communities, and just somebody who appreciates and believes in everyone's full potential being expanded through connection to community. And so I received this great honor of a crown that I have on my desk, that I remind myself every day that, like, what I'm here for and why I believe in the work that I do. And so I think receiving that was just so heartwarming. And but honestly, like, I feel like all of them, there's so many memories that it's hard to, like, just narrow it down to a single one, because the show has been going on for 20 years and each year has its special sort of flash. And like I said, the vintage effects that we'll have, just be bringing people back who've been part of the show and haven't been a participant for a few years, excites me tremendously.
I mean, for me, it always goes back to the beginning. And I remember my first time on a stage with Vivian Storm. And I think that moment was cathartic because, you know, for me, it's girl power. And to see two women on stage sharing that moment, and that moment will always go down in my drag career. And I look forward to more collaborations with other drag performers.
Jen Murray, Lady J, thank you so much. And congratulations on 20 years. And good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing everyone there.
Jen Murray is the director of the LGBTQ Plus Resource Center at UW-Milwaukee, which is the organizer of the 20th annual UWM Drag Show. Lady J is a performer in the show and co-host of the event, which is tomorrow night at the Miller High Life Theater in downtown Milwaukee. They spoke with Lake Effect Zoe Munson, and you'll find a link to more about the show at WUWM.com.